The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
If you're listening to Tony Curry Radio, you just heard a wonderful show called Mission Minded with Michael Coleman. He's the Heart of Alabama Food Bank CEO. Wonderful job he does down there. We were just talking about the SNAP benefits, and of course, the world is changing as we know it until the government can figure out what they want to do and start helping out people that really, really need it. And you were talking about bite by bite. There are so many people trying to do the right thing. And, you know, normally we need, you said you're treating this like a natural disaster, which I love. Sometimes we need to have bad things happen to us to not only know how to cope with them, but also to find the silver lining in the good parts of those things. If everything's always running fine and we don't ever have a tornado or a hurricane or a government shutdown, we never know what we're capable of, right? And maybe through this, we'll learn something. But remember when this happened, well, we can do this now. But you always talk about logistics. Logistics is such a big word for you based on what you do. Talk about the logistics of what you're having to do with the Heart of Alabama Food Bank right now through Bite by Bite.
Yeah, we kind of have an idea of what we try to produce and get, what we try to source. And those come from different areas. We get about 60% of our food through donations, 30% from the USDA, about 10% we have to purchase. So we're front loading a lot of our purchases, trying to get the food in, because a lot of things of what we're doing is trying to create emergency boxes. So we're doing 10 pound. We're focused on shelf stable, non-perishable. And the reason is because, again, while I don't think it's going to last another 10 days, we don't know. And we really don't know the amount of the need. So we're putting together thousands of 10 pound boxes and 25 pound boxes. Now the 10 pound box is more for the individual. But it just shows you how you have to shift your thinking. So what we normally try to do is try to think of like frozen proteins, meats and things like that families need, a lot of chicken, just because those are things, they're frozen, but they're fresh from the perspective they're not processed. Mm-hmm. They don't have a lot of additives and all that. And so, you know, especially young kids, they need protein for growing and all that. So we really try to produce that. Well, when you get into crisis times like this, you have to move to more processed things, because when you're moving pallets and truckloads of food to emergency places, one of the biggest things that comes up is about storage capacity. So agencies are saying, yes, we will help distribute boxes, be one of the agencies where you can store these 10 and 25 pound boxes. You know, we don't have freezer capacity if you included frozen and all the other kind of stuff. So right now we're focused on, so we have to shift. Like, we're still getting vegetables. It's just going to be canned vegetables. We're still having fruit. It's going to be canned fruit. We still have proteins. It's just going to be canned protein. So we're still trying to balance that. But then you also balance the cost of that. Mm-hmm. So we might can get, and I'm just going to throw this out as a hypothetical, we might can get a truckload of green beans for $25,000. If we want individual cans of tuna, a truckload of that may cost us $60,000. So, you know, we have to say, okay, here's how much in funds we have. And so we do all sorts of gymnastics. Sometimes we split truckloads with other food banks, so we don't have to bear all the burden. But here's what you started off by saying, it's tragedies and disasters that inevitably we see positive things come out. So let me tell you about the positive things. As many, one is obvious, is people in our community stepping up. Mm-hmm. So people in our community stepped up. They've come. We are overwhelmed with volunteers. And sometimes their volunteers are donating as well. But lots of times people are like, look, I would love to write you a $1,000 check, but I don't have it to give. But what I do have is I can give you my time. Yeah. A lot of people, of course, are lifting up our society in prayer. I very much am a believer in prayer. But we have people who are walking up and stroking very large checks, and two recently, just this week, that have never donated before. Wow. And one guy came up and strokes a stroke of $50,000 check, never been a donor before.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it kind of gives you that wow factor. And it's amazing. So you see the human, the humanity of our, when bad things are, and these are for people they don't know. This isn't their own family necessarily. They're just stepping up and they say, and one guy who wrote a check said, he wrote a $10,000 check, and he said, it just kills me, the idea of children not having access to fresh fruit, or because you know how expensive it is and all of that. But I will tell you too, we even see it internally with our employees who understand now when you see something like this, how the safety net factor that, hey, we're really have got to, we got to work extra hard. We've got to work. And that they come in with smiles, they come in like, hey, I'm part of this team. We're going to be successful. And then we talk about organizational structure. And I was just talking to the staff this morning, or the, you know, the key leaders today. One of the things that I think we do very well, it's one of the things I've emphasized from an organizational standpoint, is when organizations have double the demand, or, you know, it's all of a sudden there's a change, you should not fall apart. Your organization itself should not become chaotic. Mm-hmm. So how do you avoid that? Well, one of the things we do is we make sure if there's processes for everything already, then what we don't want to do is create a bunch of new channels, because we have people that aren't even our agencies, nonprofits, that are calling saying, we want to do something. Businesses are saying, we want to host a special pantry. We want to do all these kind of things. So we could be chasing all of that, and we're like, nope, everything he wants to do, we're going to funnel you into our current processes.
Okay.
And what it does is it allows people a place to participate. It increases the workload. So we may be working more intently due to the increased demand, but we're still doing the same things. We're just doing it at a prolonged level. And what it does is it requires you to come together to communicate every day, to understand, to be very clear in your communications from top to bottom. And so it keeps the chaos, the communication, the processes for everything. All of that allows us, we don't lose the efficiency and the effectiveness of what we're doing. So we see the good in something that's not tangible. Process is not tangible, but you're seeing the good of having an organization, the communication. You see the stakeholders stepping forward with resources and donating. You seeing employees taking more ownership than ever. Those are all positives. Those are all good things, because we don't know what the next disaster, the Hurricane Katrina that can wipe out the Southeast. We don't know when that's going to happen. So knowing that that is there, it may be in the background sometimes, you know, these people with large donors, like every day, they're not, but to know that they care about our community and they'll step forward with resources when the rubber hits the road, it lets me know we're not in this fight alone. It encourages me. It's an answered prayer. And it's just what a community should be, is people coming together and loving each other, especially when times are hard.
Amen to that, brother. HAFB, hashtag HAFB, Heart of Alabama Food Bank. Brother, thank you so much. God bless, and keep doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.